The pasuk in the parasha says, "Va'avartam Shem Elohim Maaseh Yedei Adam Eitz Ve'Even Asher Lo Yirun V'Lo Yishmun V'Lo Yachlun V'Lo Yirichun." Moshe says that if we misbehave, if we commit idolatry and other averot, then we're going to end up exiles from Eretz Israel. We're going to go to other lands, and there we're going to serve other gods. Va'avartam Shem Elohim Maaseh Yedei Adam, gods that are of man-made idols. Before we get to Rashi, I just want to point out that you have two classes of Parshanut over here. The Rishonim kind of split, the Rishonim and the Achronim also. Some believe that this is talking about Mamash Avodah Zarah. For example, the Abarbanel says, you're going to start doing Avodah Zarah in Eretz Israel, that's the cause of the whole thing, and then you're going to end up doing Avodah Zarah in Chutz La'aretz. In fact, some commentators on the Abarbanel say, in Chutz La'aretz, you're going to become disgusted with it. You're going to see how fake it is, and how not real it is, and that's what's going to cause you to eventually do tshuva and come back to Eretz Israel. The Hamak Dover says you're going to go to Chutz La'aretz, so you're going to feel like you have to do Avodah Zarah, because that's what everybody else is doing. So you feel like, okay, this is the minhag over here, this is what we're going to end up doing. Fine. But other Mefarshim say, no, this is not talking about Mamash Avodah Zarah, this is talking about some kind of indirect Avodah Zarah. For example, the Ramban says, in his classic way, that Al Pi Kabbalah, only in Eretz Israel are we under the direct purview of Hashem. Hashem's presence suffuses every single fiber in the land of Eretz Israel, and in Chutz La'aretz, it's a little bit different. There are other generals, there are sarim, other spiritual forces that are in, so to speak, direct control, that only answer to God, but not directly. And in that way, anybody who lives in Chutz La'aretz is under the purview of those forces. But Rashi, very interesting. Rashi doesn't go this way. Rashi says, I'm following the Targum, Ketargumo, Mishatem Ovdim Lovdehem, Kilo Atem Ovdim Lahem. Rashi says there's no actual Avodah Zarah going on over here. You know what's happening? What's happening is, because when you go to Chutz La'aretz, when you go to another land that's not under the control of the majority of Jews, so what happens is you have to work for somebody. Who do you end up working for? You end up working for a non-Jew who serves his own God. So you're not actually serving their God, but because you are a servant of somebody who serves another God, that makes you indirectly in service of Avodah Zarah. And I think from a Zionistic perspective, what we can say is that, forget about actual Avodah Zarah, but when you are in the context of another land, then you are kafuf to that society, to that culture, to that context. Everything that goes on over there, you are now tafel to that. You're not a Jewish American, you're not a Jewish South African, you're just American or South African, and that's what you become. But when you come to Eretz Israel, when you live in a Jewish society, then you become a Jew. Because the entire context that you are living and working and existing in is an entirely Jewish context under the control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Tov. Good week.